We are continuing our show, and our guest today is from Iraq, Akhlad al-Mudaffar, as a guest in Poets in Exile. This is the third part.
Okay, let's talk about your literature as a writer, and have you ever participated in literary events, and to what extent do you feel that you are satisfied, completely satisfied with your being as a poet in Finland?
First, I can say that my writing for poetry is very slow, because I only write what is really touching me. If I write about some situation, now I have a new poem about the people who are here suffering, who got rejection, and I will write a poem about them and how they are feeling. And this is the second step for me, because I was writing first about my feelings, but now I start to listen to people, how they are feeling, and I can write some things for them to help them through, to get through this time, and to make other people also understand their suffering.
Tell me a little bit about the language. How did you, the language issues?
That is also related with being writing slowly. I write first my thoughts in Arabic, and I start to play with them to find how to make it shorter, until I find some sentence that can be giving a nice meaning in a short way. I try to translate them myself into Finnish and into English. After I finish all the thoughts and all the things that can, and then I organize them myself, and I find it is like it can be a poem. I find some friends who are really good in translation, and they can correction. So they correct to me the grammar and some mistakes, some word choices, and I have many options to choose which one can be better for the sentences. Then it can be after that it's finished. I prefer to read it by heart, so I start to read it a lot more over time, repeating it until I got on a stage and recite it. So yeah.
So let's have another just unique question, and what's your definition of poetry? How do you define poetry?
For me, poetry, if there is no message that can help people to reach some understanding, to have some understanding, and that understanding help them to have better communication, better life, better understanding for things, that can help to feel, make them understand many things, or falsy, or many wrong things they were understanding before, to correct it, or to try to show some good feelings in that, and some understanding that can help the society, then if there is nothing like this, then there is no need for this poetry. So poetry is a message that can give a lot of help.
Have you succeeded in conveying your message to the society?
Even I have some few poems in Finnish and English, I felt that people, their comments, when after I finished, some people wrote me on paper, they gave me as a gift to have it. Some people come, I don't know, they hugged me and they said, thank you so much, this was so amazing, and we feel what we feel, that really made us having different idea about you, about this, about people who come here, and that's great what you do, it's so important what you do. So I start to understand that the message is delivered to some people who really listen to and read what I said.
So what are your platforms of publishing?
I'm not thinking of any publishing anything. The thing I do with poetry is helping me, and then I can help also others, that when I go on the stage and taking the mic and reading what I know, reciting it in Finnish or in English, and I see that the reaction on people's faces and what they are getting from me and what it made me feel also after that, that is everything for me. And that is what is important for me until now. Maybe later I will.
Do you think that they respond to you as a poet, I mean abstract poet, or because of the fact, where did you come from?
I think they are more about what I said, not about where I came from. because they remember words, they remember sentences, and they say this part you said was so amazing, made me remind me of something happened to them, make them have tears because they remember some other people they miss. When I was talking about longing to people who got killed in Iraq, so it is not about where I came from, but it is about the word they are hearing. So I see when I based on their comments, I can say that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you have the enough tools in that enable you to compete with the other poet, or with the poet environment at least, poetry environment?
No, I still lacking a lot of tools, because I have the courage to recite. I have the way of reciting, and people like love it, but I'm slow with writing because it is not my language, and also I need to read more and to write more and to practice more and to have more words that can help me with deliver these kind of important messages in that help people and help the society around me. So I'm still in the beginning, in the first steps, because I started writing in 2013. I mean, translating what I wrote in Egypt 2007, and then for 2-3 months I stopped, and again 2016, again after 3 years I started in summer to write.
Oh, okay. Can we stop here? And I want to know what turned you writing again after the stoppage you had.
I had time after my divorce in 2013, after not the divorce but the separating to be in another place. I had more freedom, and I had the dysfunctional marriage where it was tiring me so much. When I started to come in Finland, I was I was in prison. I couldn't study well or focus well. But then after that, I had the time to translate. I had the time to go participating in this kind of event. Then I start to study interpretation and translation, and I being involved in other relationships, so I was out of the writing. I didn't want, because writing was just the time I need to write to help me. But then I said, let's go and read to in front of people. So I wasn't planning even to be a poet. I wasn't even planning to that, didn't even expect that people can react to this poetry in that way. For me, it was just normal word I'm writing. And translating them into Finnish and English too, for learning the language only. But the teacher said, you can read it, and I read it in the graduation of our Finnish course. People love it, and the teachers were like in tears, and they were having so fun, much fun with it, and they said, this is great, continue after the...
They have encouraged you.
They encouraged me, so I start to finish to translate other poems into Finnish. As a practice to learn the language, not to be a poem, not a poet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then I stopped. 2016. Mm-hmm. 2016, again, I started to write after I was overwhelmed with all these feelings, sadness of seeing these people struggling here, and I start to remember my struggles in Iraq. I start to remember a lot of things going outside, walking sometimes alone, thinking. Then I start to have a lot of words coming into my mind, and this bad habit that I had before, that I don't write any of my thoughts, any of my thinking.
Okay.
So when I start to do this habit again, to write everything I think about, any new ideas came into my mind. Then through these ideas, I start to have this in your poetry.